October 23, 1917, the first act that Jesus did in receiving himself sacramentally. This morning, after I received blessed Jesus, I was saying to him, "My life, Jesus, tell me, what was the first act that you did when you received yourself sacramentally?" And Jesus, "My daughter, the first act I did was to multiply my life into many lives, for as many creatures as can exist in the world, so that each one of them might have one life of mine only for herself. A life that continuously prays, thanks, satisfies, loves only for her. In the same way, I multiplied my pains for each soul, as if I were suffering only for her, and not for others. In that supreme moment of receiving myself, I gave myself to all, to suffer my passion in each heart, to be able to conquer the hearts by dint of pains and of love. In giving all my divinity, I came to take the dominion of all. But, alas! My love remained disappointed by many, and I anxiously await loving hearts which, in receiving me, would unite with me to multiply themselves in everyone, desiring and wanting what I want, so that I may take at least from them what the others do not give to me, and receive the contentment of having them as conformed to my desire and to my will. Therefore, my daughter, when you receive me, do what I did, and I will receive the contentment that at least the two of us want the same thing." But while Jesus was saying this, he was very afflicted. And I, "Jesus, why are you so afflicted? Ah, how the flood will inundate the countries. How many evils. How many evils. Italy is going through sad, most sad hours. Draw yourselves closer to me, be in accord among yourselves. Pray that the evils may not become much worse." And I, "My Jesus, what will happen to my country? You don't love me as before, when you would spare others for love of me." And he, almost sobbing, "It is not true, I love you.